Bonjour, linguists, future French speakers, language learners. Welcome to French Pod. This is Erica.
Salut, je m'appelle Amaury.
What level are we doing today?
It's a newbie lesson today.
Newbie for the newbie French learners out there.
Yeah.
Never learned French at all, then this lesson is for you.
Yeah.
And today you're going to learn some things related to telephones.
I love this lesson because I like being on the phone.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't. I hate the telephone. Then you shouldn't lose your phone so much if you like talking on it so much.
So where is this conversation set?
It's in a call center.
Is it?
Yeah, customer service people.
They should be like me. They should love being on the phone.
They should.
Right.
Obviously, their main occupation is to pick up the phone when it rings.
And répondre.
To answer.
Répondre.
Répondre. That's for answering a question.
Oui.
But it's also to answer a phone, to pick it up. Répondre.
That's the verb we use in French. Répondre.
All right, here's the dialogue 3 times, and we'll be back soon.
Dialogue, first time.
Le téléphone sonne.
Je sais.
Tu vas répondre?
Non. Et toi?
Non.
Dialogue, second time.
Le téléphone sonne.
Je sais.
Tu vas répondre?
Non. Et toi?
Non.
Dialogue, third time.
Le téléphone sonne.
Je sais.
Tu vas répondre?
Non. Et toi?
Non.
Now, before we do anything, we're going to translate what we just heard. So let's do it, Amaury.
Le téléphone sonne.
The telephone is ringing.
Le téléphone sonne.
The phone's ringing.
Le téléphone sonne. Je sais.
I know.
Je sais.
I know.
Je sais. Tu vas répondre?
Are you going to answer?
Tu vas répondre?
Are you going to pick it up?
Tu vas répondre? Non. Et toi?
No. And you?
Non. Et toi?
No. Are you going to?
Non. Et toi? Non.
No.
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 That's what happens. Make all these guys.
Come on, they get 100 calls a day.
100?
Sometimes.
Yeah, they're over it. Well, let's look at the first sentence. We learned how to say phone.
Téléphone.
Can you say it slow?
Téléphone.
Téléphone. Sounds like fun. Téléphone. But the téléphone.
Le téléphone.
Le téléphone. What's it doing?
Le téléphone sonne.
That's like a rhyme. Le téléphone sonne.
I thought about that as well when I listened to the dialogue. It's funny. Le téléphone sonne.
Okay. Sonner is to ring for everything. Any kind of bell. Le téléphone sonne. A doorbell sonne.
Oui. Church bells sonne as well.
And here, le téléphone sonne. So somebody better get it. And his answer is...
Je sais.
Je sais. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Je sais. Amaury, there's a hole in your shirt.
Je sais.
What happened?
I got stuck on the door this morning and then...
That's too bad.
Je sais.
So he knows. Says, hey, je sais.
Doesn't mean, though, that he's gonna répondre.
Right. So the other person wants to find out if that is, in fact, what's gonna happen.
So he says, tu vas répondre?
Répondre.
Oh, keyword here.
Right. Are you going to répondre?
Tu vas répondre?
Are you going to do something? Tu vas do something? Tu vas get your shirt fixed?
I have to, yeah. Mm. Tu vas remind me of that all day?
No, I just needed an example.
Mm-hmm. Tu vas help me to get it fixed?
No. What do you want me to do? I think the best thing is if tu vas buy a new one, probably.
Yeah.
So here, though, he's asking, tu vas répondre? Is he?
Non.
Non. At the end of the word for no in French, we have what's called a nasal vowel.
That's why it sounds like non.
Right. It sounds like it's coming out of your nose more than your mouth. So you say it up there, non. And he's like, well, what about you?
Et toi?
Et toi? And you? Toi? Now, the first sentence we had before was tu vas répondre. The tu was you. In this sentence, it's et toi. We have another way to say you. It's the difference between he and him, or I, me. Tu, toi. So, et toi? And you? Et toi? And is he going to?
No.
And so the telephone son, and it will continue to.
Yeah, I can see them lying on the chair. No. Et toi? No.
What time is it? Is it almost time to go?
Yeah.
Now let's listen to that dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue first time.
Le téléphone sonne.
Je sais.
Tu vas répondre?
Non. Et toi?
Non.
Dialogue second time.
Le téléphone sonne.
Je sais.
Tu vas répondre?
Non. Et toi?
Non.
Dialogue third time.
Le téléphone sonne.
Je sais.
Tu vas répondre?
Non. Et toi?
Non.
So, you said earlier that you like to talk on le téléphone.
That's true. And when I was younger, I was really annoyed when nobody in the house would répondre au téléphone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't you do it? Et toi? You couldn't do it?
No, I was little.
You weren't allowed to répondre?
No. That's stupid, huh?
Here's another little Amory story. I can just see he's not allowed to répondre.
I was so happy, so for the first time, I could répondre.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When le téléphone sonne, I always try to répondre immediately.
Like even now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like these people who let the phone répondre for ages.
Like me?
Yeah. Why? It's like you should be happy. Someone...
Je sais, but there might be somebody who's going to bug me about something. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking. Maybe I'm busy. Maybe I don't feel like répondre.
I always feel like répondre.
Well, that's great, Henri. It's true, though. I do know if I call you, then when le téléphone sonne, that tu vas répondre.
Yeah, except when I've lost it, as you said.
Right, that's your problem. You lose it all the time. All right, well, if you have any questions about this lesson, you can come to Frenchpod.com and you can ask us. We'll be happy to répondre if you have questions. And you also can enjoy a 7-day free trial. We have a free trial where you can access the whole website and all the podcasts and all the levels for a week.
Free.
For free. So come check it out. See you there.
So I think it's time to go. Et toi?
I think so too. Amory, is that your telephone? Your telephone son?
Je sais. But yeah, hold on a minute.
Oh my gosh, tu vas répondre. In the middle of the podcast, tu vas répondre.
Allô?